Shelters, pantries, and other services geared towards helping the homeless have had to make several changes to how they operate to keep people healthy while also lending a helping hand. The Home for All Continuum of Care is an organization that works with the Heart of Illinois United Way to help care for the homeless population by connecting them with housing. Home for All Executive Director Kate Green says the pandemic has a large impact on the people her group serves.
I would definitely say that individuals experiencing homelessness have been greatly affected by COVID, whether it is access to resources, restrooms, facilities, some of the locations, including food pantries, that really had to shut their doors or minimize some of their services on that front. But also knowing that a lot of these individuals are highly vulnerable.
Green says the Continuum of Care team is working alongside the Peoria City County Health Department to offer alternatives to congregate living situations to people more vulnerable to the virus's worst outcomes due to age or health factors. Places like the Southside Mission temporarily stopped taking in new residents in March as the pandemic escalated. As of June 1st, the shelter is now allowing new residents again, but with additional rules. Pastor Craig Williams, the Southside Mission's executive director, says the shelter conducts temperature checks, sanitizes residents' clothing items, and quarantines new intakes in a new separate area. COVID-19 has not just impacted shelters. Food distribution to the homeless population was affected as well. Willa Lucas, food pantry manager at the East Bluff Community Center, says they've actually had a food surplus as fewer people have been visiting the pantry.
What we are seeing are new people that maybe have never had to visit a pantry before but find themselves in a different circumstance now.
Sophia's Kitchen kept their doors open to the public. Claire Crome, program director, says while there are fewer volunteers, they've still been able to provide 200 to 300 bagged meals a day to people in need. Chris Schaffner, executive director at Jolt Harm Reduction, says there are also issues with distributing personal protective equipment, like masks, to protect this population.
Homeless folks didn't know where to go to get a mask. Nobody thought to pass out masks to people who are highly vulnerable to contracting and then spreading it amongst that community. And so, again, we solicited mask donations from the community, and we had thousands of masks donated to us, and we were able to distribute those on the streets.
Schaffner says the COVID-19 pandemic also makes it difficult to build relationships with people experiencing homelessness.
Sometimes people just need a hug. Sometimes people need someone to sit with them and have a conversation with them. And with social distancing and mask wearing, it just feels less personal.
Individuals experiencing homelessness can reach out to local shelters and care centers for more information on how they can access services during this time. I'm Olivia Streeter.